Good morning, Monday morning. That means Yancey Roy. He is the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
Let's start with a COVID update and first coordinating vaccination.
That's right. Governor Cuomo yesterday talked about when a vaccination becomes available. The state wants to coordinate with the feds and how this is administered and where. What he talked about was a phased approach where you kind of target the most needy, if you will, first. The first areas to get it would be places where there are high infection rates, which we've seen some in New York. Second, you would have frontline workers and people in long-term care facilities. Third, you would have people over 65 and also those with any kind of underlying health condition that would make getting COVID especially dangerous. Overall, the state's test rate, infection rate over the weekend came in at about 1.1%, where it's been running most of the last few days. And the other development was the governor announced that next month, ski areas will be able to open in New York, although there will be some limitations. Lessons can have only 10 people. Indoor facilities have to be at 50% capacity, and there will be limitations on outdoor capacity on peak days, but they will be able to open.
You've also got a story in the paper today that deals with campaigning during a pandemic, which has certainly affected how candidates go about doing their campaigns.
That's right. We wanted to take a look at campaigning during COVID and what's happened. And there's really been a large retreat from the normal campaign, as you might expect. People are canceling fundraisers. All of your debates are virtual debates online or Zoom. You know, they're replanning victory parties, not the usual gatherings with folks. Parades. Parades used to be a staple of campaigns, whether it was St. Patrick's Day, Memorial Day, Labor Day, 4th of July. None of those going on this year. And also not much in the way of door knocking, which you would have at local legislative races. Instead, folks are doing things like leaving a door hanger or an insulated bag containing campaign material, one knock on the door and just a wave to anyone inside. So it's really been a different way to campaign. We're not sure if how it'll affect any outcomes, but it's certainly changed the way candidates are going about it.
Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, Yancey Roy, joins us on Mondays. For more, you can go to newsday.com. Yancey, thank you.
Thanks, Dave.